When it comes to commercial banking, relationships matter. At Associated Bank, we've got you. With a dedicated team of relationship managers helping you secure financing to best serve you today and tomorrow. Visit associatedbank.com/commercial. Member FDIC.
We're on with Karen Levy, Senior Vice President and Private Banking Group Manager at Associated Bank. Karen, welcome back.
Hi, thanks for having me back again today.
We're back to school. We have fall in the air and maybe a hint of an interest rate cut coming. The Federal Reserve signaling that perhaps we'll see something in September in terms of an interest rate cut. What are you thinking? What's the betting on that?
And what he's hinting for, Jerome mentioned last week, that is indicating that with the way the economy is, that an interest rate reduction might be coming our way in September. We'll have to wait for their meeting to see if he pulls the trigger on that.
Yeah, Jerome Powell, the Federal Reserve Chair, speaking at a Jackson Hole, Wyoming Fed summit, suggesting that. And I know some other Fed representatives have also suggested we might see a cut. Talk to us a little bit about what that's going to do to people's personal finance. Are there going to be any immediate effects?
We may see something immediately. You'll see a drop in the prime rate of lending, which is kind of an indicator for credit card interest rates and auto loans, and it should affect the 10-year treasury bill, which affects our mortgage rates. So sometimes we start seeing things dip down before the actual rate adjustment, but when we see that rate, if it comes in September, we should definitely see discounts coming in the rates on our credit card statements.
Yeah, and that'll be good news because I think I saw a report recently where people have quite a bit of credit card debt on their books right now, and people have also been interested in refinancing. I know we talked to one of your colleagues last week who talked about people getting home equity loans to try to help cover things and also to try to get an ARM refinance. Mortgage rates are not directly impacted by the Fed, but there is that sort of a echo effect, right? It happens either before or a little after a Fed cut.
Correct. Mortgage rates are generally tied and move a little bit more with the 10-year treasury yields. So if we see the 10-year treasury dip down, we usually start to see mortgage rates come in. But the treasury yields react quickly when they hear new data. So we might have seen rates come down a little bit since last week when Jerome Powell kind of hinted at the rate reduction. So we may not see a huge drop in September. But mortgage rates in general are coming down from where they've been about 10 months ago. So
yeah,
it is a good time for people to start to look to refinance.
So talk to us a little bit about that. What should people do to prepare for a refinance? And when do we know whether refinance is going to be a good deal financially for us?
So you really have to look and see what your current situation is. So kind of rule of thumb is if you're going to save 50 basis points on a refinance, it kind of makes sense to do it. But one thing to really pay attention to is when you do a full-on refinance, there are closing costs and fees that go with it, an appraisal fee, title company fee. So you really want to pay attention to what those total fees are going to be because you want to see how long it's going to take you to recoup those fees with your reduced interest rate. So if you're planning on staying in the house, 5 years, and let's say you're paying $6,000 in fees, you're saving about $400 a month, but it's going to take you almost 15 months to recoup that $6,000 before you really start seeing the benefit of that rate reduction.
Mm-hmm.
So you kind of want to look at it and make sure you have time and what fees you're paying makes sense.
So if the mortgage rate now is at 6.58% or somewhere around there, and we see that go down a little bit, when would be a good time to pull the trigger? What would you like to do if you were refinancing? What rate would you like to see?
Anything lower, 50 basis points, a point lower than what you're currently at would be awesome to save that money and then use that for other things.
Right.
But you want to be able to move quickly. That's going to be the point. Pain point with this is you want to have your stuff in order. You kind of want to know what rate you're going to be looking at. So if you're at 7% now and we can go down to 6.25% or 6%, you're going to want to move quickly. So you want to have your paperwork ready. Know what your credit score is, make sure it's strong and solid, make sure you're maintaining that credit score, and then have your paperwork ready. To do a mortgage, we're going to need your homeowner's insurance. We're going to need tax returns. We're going to need a credit report. We're going to need personal financial statements, your assets and your liabilities to see what your debt to income is. We're going to want to see your employment history. So if you have all that ready to go, and you'll be able to move a lot quicker.
Yeah. And so talk to us a little bit about the checking the credit score for that, or checking credit report. You want to have a decent credit report. Is there a target credit report you'd like to, credit score you'd like to see? And if we're checking our credit report and we find that that's maybe not where it should be, how quickly can we get to a point where we want?
So theoretically, anything over a 720 credit score kind of gets you in that bucket of getting better interest rate, better terms. So if you're below that and if you're in the sixes, you're going to want to really look and see what's causing your credit to be lower. Have you had missed payments? Have you had late payments? You know, work on staying on track with that so that you're not hindering your credit score. If there's an error, a lot of times things get erroneously placed on your credit card or your credit report. You know, you're going to want to reach out to the agencies and let them be aware of this and try to fix this. That could take a little bit of time. But you really want to have that higher credit score, better, and you want to maintain that.
One of the other things in terms of getting ready is to find a mortgage lender. I know Associated Bank has these services available, but why is this an important thing to have somebody ready to help you when you have all this stuff in order?
Yeah, we have great mortgage lenders here, and I know some of them are on your show from time to time as well. But, you know, working with your existing mortgage lender, so if you have a loan with Associated and you reach out to your mortgage loan officer, we have a program in place where we can look to refinance and not go through all the big process as you would when you first take on a mortgage. So knowing your mortgage lender, reaching out to them could be a simpler process and a less expensive process. If you're looking to shop around, you want to have people in place and know who's offering what and what their products are. You know, if you're looking for a 15 or 30 year fixed, or if you're looking for an adjustable rate, you want to have people in place so that when the rates go down, you're ready to pull the trigger and they're right there with you.
Karen, we've heard reports that there may be one or two, perhaps even three rate cuts before the end of the year. Should we sit on the sidelines for a little bit longer and wait for those to happen? Or if we see a nice drop in mortgage rates, should we move now?
If you see a nice drop, I would move now. I mean, there is speculation that there could be another one or two before the end of the year. And again, it depends on what your plans are. Are you going to be in the house longer term? Does it make sense? And just because you do a rate reduction now doesn't mean you can't do it later if it drops again a significant amount. But, you know, really see where you are and calculate the numbers and the expenses to see where it makes sense.
Okay. I mentioned earlier that people have been doing home equity loans and they've been doing refinances to try to get some of their spending money. They have credit card debt that they're paying off, that sort of thing. And it kind of brought up a good question. If you're considering getting a credit card or a personal loan, which one is better?
Depends what you're looking to do. So, you know, you mentioned home equity line of credit. That's a loan where you have availability. So you can, if you don't know what your total expenses are going to be, you're able to take out amount. So if you have $100,000, you can take out $50,000, use $50,000, you can pay it down, and then you have it available again. So having that flexibility, and that'll be similar with the credit card. You have that flexibility. You're able to borrow it, charge it on the credit card, pay it off, and then you have that availability again. Versus a personal loan where it's a fixed term and a fixed rate, and you get the money in one lump sum. So if you know you need $15,000 or $20,000 and you're ready to take that, then you're going to have set fixed principal and interest payments due over a period of time, whether it's 2, 5, 7 years. Mm-hmm. So depending on what the need is, depends on the product. And also you want to take into account the interest rates. Personal loans and home equity loans are going to be at a lower interest rate compared to credit card. We all see the credit card statements and the interest rates at 17, 18, sometimes 21%. So you're going to want to pay attention to that.
Are there still credit cards with 0% financing?
Absolutely. A lot of credit cards offer you a balance transfer if you're an existing cardholder. So you can transfer funds and have zero interest from anywhere 12 or 15 months. Something to be pay attention with that is if you don't pay off that balance within that time frame, interest goes back from day one. So you just want to make sure you're able to pay it off. And same thing if you apply for a new card, sometimes there's a period of time where you get 0% interest on anything that you buy and pay off and utilize again.
Mm-hmm. We talked about credit scores earlier. What's worse for your credit score, a personal loan or a credit card?
They affect it differently. So credit cards show availability of debt. So if you have a credit card and you have $5,000 available and you're only using $1,000, they're showing that availability, and that's going to go against you versus a personal loan. It's out there, one lump sum, and then you're paying it down. So it doesn't affect as much. But then, you know, different things if you're debt to income. So you have these loans out there, an auto loan, a personal loan, that's going to affect your debt to income. And both of those things do affect the credit score in different ways. So you just kind of want to pay attention to what you have for your debt to income ratio and your utilization rate of these credit cards and availability.
There's one other thing I wanted to ask you about while we have you on today. There's, I think a lot of people are starting to pay back their student loans. That period of forgiveness and the delay in repayment is over. But I was reading a story where in addition to having to start repaying loans back, there's a tax liability involved. People are going to be getting big tax bills. What's going on here?
There's the potential for that. So back in 2021, there was the American Rescue Plan where student loan tax forgiveness was tax-free at the federal level. And that started in 2021 and expires at the end of 2025. So as we're coming up on year end, that's due to expire. Now, with President Trump's big, beautiful bill, there was no mention of that program being extended. So those that could have debt forgiveness starting in 2026 could have a federal tax bill with that.
Is that going to be a big tax bill, or does it just depend on how big your loan is?
It depends on the loan, and it depends on your tax bracket. So a lot of these programs that student loan borrowers were trying to get into were income-driven repayment plans, where it looks at your total income and you were paying a percentage of that income. But then if you're in that higher tax bracket, you know, you can be paying 22% on the forgiveness of that. So it could be a hefty bill.
All right. Karen, great conversation as always. How can people get a hold of you and have a one-on-one if they want?
They can reach me directly at Associated Bank. My direct phone number is 312-544-4604.
All right, Karen, thank you. We'll talk to you next time.
Thanks so much. Have a great day.